This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I miss the bar where the beach boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo.
I didn't even get to... Now we hired a statistician to show that they're using all the numbers of people that died of the flu and other things and said that it's COVID. That's a study we paid for. Big major news. I didn't even cover it. Maybe I'll cover it tomorrow. Maybe we'll have an article on Infowars.com on that subject. It's just such a crazy world right now. Things are so out of control. And, you know, the media talks about how they want to shut us down as we're fake news. Well, but you actually look what we cover, it's all coming true. We're not trying to be false in any way. We make mistakes sometimes. Millie, what's gut level, Millie Weaver, great journalist out there. What do you think's coming in the future? What do you think is going to happen with Trump? What do you think is going to happen with all these mail-in ballots and election fraud? What's your female mother's intuition? I know you're a mother of two beautiful children. What do you gut level think is about to happen in 95 days?
Well, I think that no matter the result of the election, we're going to see civil unrest. We're going to see violence. I mean, because think about it. If Biden wins, we're going to see insanity. He's going to be pushing more and more of these globalist policies. He's going to be trying to take away guns. Look at his draconian gun policies. The policies he has are going to be insane. So either way, if Biden wins, I predict civil unrest. If Trump wins, there's definitely going to be civil unrest because the left is not going to stop. I think that there's going to be so much election fraud, meddling, rigging, everything in the election. What's going to happen is it's going to be contested. Trump's going to contest it. And I think that the Democrats are going to say, oh, he's a dictator. He's refusing to leave office. And they're going to try to have a violent coup, a violent overthrow. I think that's what we're going to see happen here. It seems like they're setting the stage for that. From the news headlines that I've been reading and seeing, that's what's going to happen.
I totally agree with you. How do we change that? How do we navigate that?
I don't know. I mean, this is one of those things where it's a double-edged sword. I mean, if Biden wins, we're going to be battling the globalists head-on. They're going to be trying to force us with these vaccinations that have markers in them. They're going to force a universal ID on us, the mark of the beast. You're not going to be able to buy things, shop, go anywhere without proof that you've been vaccinated. They're going to take away guns. They're going to limit free speech. They're going to police the heck out of the internet. They're going to have surveillance cameras everywhere, social credit score systems. We're going to be in a tech
nightmare. That's right. And they don't need the police anymore because they'll just turn your phone and your money off. If you don't do what they say, they'll have little special leftist groups that come and burn your house down. I mean, we're waking up in a nightmare science fiction dystopia. I mean, this is really here. It's not coming now. What is it like, Millie, to know this is coming, to be awake for 10 years, working for InfoWars, 8 years? What is it like to now see it all actually here?
Well, it's frustrating, Alex, because I always thought, okay, if you give the truth to the American people, they're all just going to wake up. They're going to be awakened. They'll be enlightened. They'll rebel against these globalists and these people. But the sad thing that I'm beginning to realize is that some of them are just so brainwashed, like these culties in the Sunrise Movement, that they are going to be used as a weapon against their fellow Americans. They're going to be working against their own, best interests, essentially, attacking their own fellow Americans for the bidding of the globalists that want to destroy this country, not even realizing or knowing it. And we're in such a time period where right is wrong and wrong is right. Everyone's so confused. There's so many psychological warfare operations, IA operations going on right now on social media. People don't know what to believe. You have, like we saw in the hearings, where you have Sundar Pichai talking about how these doctors putting out their opinions, they're practicing medical doctors, and they're claiming
he
that
says you're dumb.
Doctors are fake news.
Fauci says you're not allowed to. Fauci said the president was shut down, and Fauci says that's good.
At first, they came for Alex Jones. Remember that, everyone. First, they came for Alex. They called him fake news. They banned him from everything. Now they're calling practicing physicians and doctors fake news. They're banning Breitbart, Prager University, banning the president's tweets. what more do you need to know that the real goal is that they're coming after you, the American people, and we're just in the way?
That's right. Powerful. Millie Weaver, thank you so much. Millennium Millie, find her everywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Have one more piece of news.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
You know, Ted Nugent is 71 years old, and if you know him in person, he's got a very powerful presence, and feels like you're with a 45-year-old guy in his prime. And he's kind of canned in his speeches, the things he says, as he works, you know, 18 hours a day. Guy's a workaholic, worse than I am. But I was talking to him during the break last Sunday when he was on, and he said, Alex, you just got to work as hard as you can now, because this is everything they've been planning for generations, to take down the Republic for part of their larger plan. And you know, I don't think it's going to go well for them, but it's going to be rough. So just, you need to let everybody know this is once in a lifetime what's going down, and everything that we stand for is now about to be tested. And that's really what's going on here. You know, I already told the crew, I said, I want to come in tonight, 7 to 9, to a special commercial-free live show, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm too tired. I'm 46, folks. I got a lot of energy. But the reason I'm so tired is I did all this preparation. I didn't cover 5% of it. I just know how they're lying. I know their plan, and it's so horrible. And what's exhausting is we know they're evil. We know they're psychotic. We know it's bad. We know it's going to get worse. And then I see all these idiots buying into it who have no idea how much trouble they're in. Because, I mean, look, I've been living with the devil for a long time, living close to this thing. And I guess I never really figured it out when I was a kid, but I was always close to it. My family been involved in a bunch of stuff. And but now to be here in the zeitgeist and to be right down to the wire, and to have real evil about to take over. I mean, we're talking Soviet-level red terror in America. I mean, we're talking tens of millions tortured to death, death camps, I mean, civil war, death in the streets, I mean, starvation, nuclear reactors melting down. I mean, it's we are entering hell itself right now because we gave up on God. He said, God, we don't need you. Just go ahead and, you know, get out of here. And then I see the hit pieces on CNN and MSNBC and ABC News and Frontline, PBS, and it doesn't hurt me that they're lying about me. It hurts me that there's so many bad people that are so good at lying. I mean, I watched this hour-long thing, and we'll go to our guest who's taking over, Jed Dyer, in a moment. And I sat there, and I watched it the other night when it came on all the PBS stations, which still has a big audience. And I watched how they took photos of me and even photoshopped them to make me look weird, to kind of make people unsettled, and the way they edited sentences together and the way they lied about this but told the truth about that. And I was just watching it and realizing what a bunch of followers these people are. But what is the spider who's the conductor that they're following the orders from? That's really what we should be discussing. But everything in the show, even though they would twist it, would still tell the truth because the truth is still there. Like Jones claims, he's being censored. Jones claims there's a movement to take him off air. They admit that's their movement. And then they misrepresent who I am and talk about Sandy Hook that I hardly ever even talked about. The internet questioned it. You have every right to. And people that are not in hiding one day are now in hiding. Oh, because of me. And I'm sending white supremacists after them. None of that's even true. And you watch it and you see it, people living off my name, collecting money off my name, and then saying I'm doing it off their name, it actually makes me just feel sorry for them. And how they took the openness and freedom of our society and pissed all over it. And now all that prosperity and all the blessings and the hedge of protection is now being removed. So here's a few minutes from the piece that we haven't played. I haven't played most of it. Where they're like, look, he's a kook. He claims he's being censored when they are censoring me. And then they show this one scene in the press conference where the cop comes over and says, I want to talk to you for a moment. He just wanted to say, you're not going to go inside and yell at the senators, are you? And I said, no. He said, fine. I was gone 30 seconds. They make it look like I got arrested for my speech. And they go on to say, that's a good thing on the show. So there's all these photos that always pushing me whenever the communists attacked me at the RNC 4 years ago in July, 4 years ago, 4 years ago now. And the state police grabbed me and took me out of the crowd and they put on the news that I was arrested. Said, look, they don't care, folks. It's next level line. So you'll see this in this little piece, just every bit of it. You spend an hour on each minute because this is the fan fiction that they produce for the people that watch and listen to NPR. Here it is. Brought to you by the Ford Foundation. Here it is.
There was a backlash. There was a backlash where people started to really try to examine this person. They started to review internally, you know, are we monetizing this guy? Are we supporting the horrible things that he's doing?
Jones tried to portray it as a conspiracy by the deep state and globalists.
I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices. That's why I've been targeted. So I can't have a press conference. As you can see in America, cannot face my accusers.
The tech giants were incredibly slow to respond to what Mr. Jones was doing. They were more than happy to allow Mr. Jones to make money for their platforms, causing mayhem and hysteria. They were absolutely happy to do it. And at some
point, it's called Section 230, that they're not publishers. They let Antifa say, go kill people at their houses again. And these are all, they'll be telling you in the show, like, these are the lawyers and the deep state operatives that are literally saying they want to take us off air and stop our free speech. Well, they don't care about slave labor in China or death camps or 3 million Christians and Muslims in death camps. No. It's all Alex Jones. He's a bad guy. And he claims when they, in the Senate hearings, the senators say, we want Jones off the air. Senator Blumenthal and Murphy. And then, oh, Jones claims there's a conspiracy. Insulting your intelligence. Let's continue.
For them, and some of it became this lawsuit. Some of it became Mr. Jones's conduct.
Those around Jones saw something else. Revenge from the left for Jones's alliance with Trump.
My own view is that it has the fingerprints of an organized attack. Within 2 years of Trump's election, he faces an onslaught of lawsuits from all across the country, like the kind he had never faced before, and he is completely removed from almost every social media platform, and his voice is censored or silenced. It's an unprecedented attack on any individual that I've ever witnessed.
By 2020, Alex Jones was exploiting another national tragedy, the coronavirus pandemic.
Inside our government to create the fear and allow the nation to never reopen. This is a Chi-Com globalist bio-weapon. It could shut down our economy.
Fear, economic collapse, partisan division. Still in love. lockstep with the president.
Later, the Democratic Party, the liberals, are cheering this virus.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus.
All right, stop there.
Lockstep with reality. Earlier in the film, they go, look, Jones said Obama was planning an executive order to curtail guns, and Trump said the same thing. It was in the news. So Trump's mentioning the same top story I am. And look, Trump has listened to me some, but the point is, the truth's the truth. Almost all that show is a lie. And they know it's a lie. All right. Got a special guest host about to take over, Jay Dyer. He's got a lot to cover. Klaus Schwab, head of the Davos, his book on the Great Reset, that's what this is a world depression. They're engineering. They say it's good we're going to have a global depression. That'll cut the carbon footprint. But you just saw them saying Jones is crazy when he says a lockdown's going to cause a depression. Okay, well, don't have to hold your breath. It's here, folks. I mean, again, they had to take something totally normal and true and something totally authentic, teleprompter-free, and then they say it's a manufactured setup by me. Like everything Jay Dyer is about to say is all pre-programmed by somebody else. You know, what are those people's name? Some more right-wing Republican group that always claims funding me. Which it's not whatever their names are, I always forget. The Koch brothers. I got one cent from them. Got it from the listeners supporting us. And Revolution, Flash Mobs, Brain Shifts, Bill Gates backing climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. That's weather control. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. You know, in the last few installments when I was on, we covered the writings of the elite. This time we're going to cover a more recent book, 2018, the head of Davos, Klaus Schwab himself, wrote a really important book. Now remember, this is pre-COVID, right? So this is 2018. And I think Mr. Klaus has given us quite a few clues and keys to understand what's going on right now. In fact, I was pretty blown away looking back at this material, given what's happened in the last few months, because he outlines the entire big perspective, and that's what we're going to focus on. And I'm also going to look at a document or two from a while back, one from 2007 that dealt with flash mobs and revolution, a white paper. Then we're going to look back at the philosophy of the UN back from 1946, the governing philosophy of the United Nations. And the reason that matters is that, as Klaus will tell us, and as we all know now from what we've seen out of the World Health Authority, we are now supposed to submit to whatever the UN says, right, across the board. We were just told in the BBC, 2 days ago, in the technology section, that there will be implantable printed ink chips or tattoos. It may, in fact, deal with RNA and DNA. It may manipulate our RNA and DNA. It's all funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Everything that, by the way, I made videos about this about 3 months ago talking about. It was all on the Gavi website. It was all publicly on the website. You go look at it. I put it in my videos where I was dressed up like Marina Abramovich, sort of making fun of her in a satire video I did. And in that video, I put the images of the Gavi website where they talked about this. But I had multiple people months after that attacking, oh, this is crazy. This is a crazy conspiracy. Oh, you think the book of Revelations is going to come true? Oh, he's crazy, right? But guess what? Within 25 pages of Klaus's book in 2018, he said all of what we're seeing now would occur. That's the amazing thing here, right? You can look at Davos, World Economic Forum, kind of like a more liberal public Bilderberg, basically, right? And so if we want to understand what they're after, we have to think about the recent past, the past revolutions. And here we're talking about economic, social revolutions. We're not talking about political revolutions. We're talking about the machine revolution, right? When the Luddites tried to bust all the machines, and then textile, industry was revolutionized. He counts that as the first revolution, right? And then if you work your way up, the fourth revolution that Klaus is talking about is what they're trying to bring in now, which is the integration of all areas of life, including the biosphere, including humans, biometrics, all of this stuff, under one umbrella of a new system. And he outlines all of this in the book. But first of all, he starts out with a really curious statement that now that we're in a global society, he says, we suddenly have a global responsibility, meaning that there's no longer this idea of individual nation states, individuals. It's all conditioned now by this collective. And this fourth revolution, which did build on previous revolutions, he says, will initiate a whole new way of being. And he argues about this kind of rocket-style increase in technological production and advances that are occurring faster than we can even keep up with. And he says that we can predicate, we can assume that from that, we're necessarily then going to have a global government to control all of this out of control technology. And we're going to have a new ethics. That's the craziest part of this. So this book, it is a lot about future predictions. But what really surprised me with Klaus's work was he wants to instill a new ethic. He says we can't use the older Enlightenment idea of neutral ethics anymore, neutral philosophy, neutral science. There's no neutrality now. Ha, ha, ha. We tricked you. We told you there was neutrality. There's not really neutrality. Actually, we're going to give you the new ethic, he says. And he says the first thing that we're going to learn in this new ethic of the fourth industrial revolution, which is transhumanism, he says, is that everything will have to be fairly redistributed. Everything will be fairly redistributed. In other words, kind of what Marx said, right? Redistribution, not just of wealth, redistribution of everything. So all of life will be kind of commodified and quantified and equalized. That's the key here, is the radical equalization of all things, including people, cultures, male, female, everything that you could think of in society being radically equalized. He says all of life will change and everything will come under this new systems analysis development that will instill a new sense of empowerment, right, and equalization. He says this book is not written for the average person. This is the book written for leaders. So what you're getting from me is what the elite themselves write to one another. Right? Klaus just trusts that nobody's going to read his book. He trusts that none of the people out there, you know, Joe Sixpack, they're not going to read Klaus's book. They're just going to watch TV, watch Netflix, whatever. And so Klaus can openly write his books, as we've seen with the 50 other plus globalist elite books. They can just write these books as if you don't care. This new ecosystem, he says, will have a value embedded in every area of our life that the tech elite will decide. And get this, page 20 to 21. He's not even 22 pages into his book. And he says, the microchips will become a part of us. Literally, openly saying, you will have a microchip. It will be part of you. You will become roboticized, right? The robots are going to take over. He says this will unfortunately put a lot of people out of jobs, right? I mean, you're not going to have checkout people. You're not going to have any of that stuff that you're already seeing, you know, the big box stores replace. But it doesn't stop there, right? You're not just going to get your nasty GMO hamburger from a robot when you go to McDonald's. Yeah, it doesn't stop there. You're not going to have factory jobs. The factory jobs are going to go away. It's all going to be robots. You're not going to be driving for Amazon. Right, you're not going to be a truck driver. You're not going to be a UPS driver. Drivers are going away. And in fact, in the ultimate scheme, you won't have a car. Cars are going away. Now you say, wait a minute, that's crazy. How are you going to get rid of cars? I mean, everything is structured in the system that we have. I mean, transportation is crucial to, you know, the economy, to getting products to where they need to go. Right, but that's the point, is that the existing system has to go. That is the great reset. That's what Klaus is talking about. What is the great reset? The idea here is that man has become a kind of virus on the earth, right? So he has to be not just completely reduced, but ultimately sort of transformed into something beyond what he is. It's a kind of a inversion of the gospel. You could think of it like this, right? Like, think about the Garden of Eden, right? Satan says, you can be your own God, right? And what are the tech elites saying? Oh, we're going to promise you that you can become your own God. Klaus will literally talk about that. He'll talk about it as the Promethean principle in this very book. He says that the economy of the future will be green, clean, and will completely cut down CO2s. He says the goal is zero. Now, I'm going to tell you why that matters. What zero CO2s actually mean, right? We're the carbon-based life form. That means zero human, right? Zero human population growth is actually what he's talking about. But I'll get into that when we come back in the next segment.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I remind you to, of course, support InfoWars by going to the store. You can also support my work by going to Jay's Analysis, and you can subscribe there and get my books in the shop. So we're back to Klaus and what Klaus was saying, and I want to pause for a second with Klaus, because as I was reading his book, he reminded me of that 2007 Guardian article that I think Alex reported on at the time, and it was a British Ministry of Defense white paper that looked forward to the future, right? So we're going to see that what Klaus was talking about a couple of years ago was the same thing being talked about in 2007, and by extension, we're going to see all the way back to the 40s. So that article is called Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future. It's the Guardian's report on the British Ministry of Defense. And it says that what we're looking for in the future, in the near future here, is implanted microchips, EMP weapons, and a revolutionary middle class of flash mobs. Well, I wonder what that might have a reference to, right? This is 2007. Here we are, 2020. What has been activated all across America? Flash mobs. And not only that, this British Ministry of Defense paper predicts that the flash mobs would even be mobilized with a philosophy of revived Marxism. Cultural, crazed, Maoist-style Marxism. And it even notes that these are largely sort of middle-class people, right? Primarily probably white people, engineered and mobilized mainly through their, Marxist education that they received by their Marxist professors in the universities. Now, at the top of this system, it's not run by Marxists, okay? It's the wealthiest people on the planet that are up there doing that. Just look at Anthony Sutton's book, Wall Street, the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street, and Hitler. It's the richest people that fund these movements. Hence why when you read Klaus, the World Economic Forum, who attends Davos? All these zillionaires, all of these Hollywood elites, right? All these degenerates out of the entertainment industry. They all go there and they dalliance and they dance around and they proclaim, I think Kevin Spacey called himself King of Davos a few years ago, right? And so they're all partying and having fun and talking about what they're going to do. And yeah, they seem like, oh, they're these liberals, these weird Marxists. We care about fighting the elite, and they're all zillionaires. Come on, it's always the same scam. And this document even predicted that. It said these flash mobs would be mobilized and engineered by this kind of revived lower-level Marxism run by Fortune 100, Fortune 500. Amazing document, 2007, told us everything that we would be seeing today. It even talks about the brain chips as well, and it says that the brain chips might even be put into people's heads in the section on flash mobs, right? To mobilize brain chips by 2035 and flash mobs. Literal mobs of, like, cyborg zombies. I mean, you say, oh, that's science fiction, and yet it's all written about, right? That was 2007. Klaus is just echoing all that same stuff. Anyway, so Klaus moves on to say, in the next few chapters, chapter 3 and 4, he says that we're going to have a new ethic. And that ethic is going to be given to you by the United Nations. It's the philosophy of the United Nations that will be enforced. And he says, actually, AI will enforce this new ethic. And he says, we're going to make people sign on to a new social covenant. That's curious language because covenant is biblical language, right? God made covenant with Israel. God makes a covenant with his people, the new covenant, etc. So we know that this is intentionally, I think, biblical language. But Klaus says the covenant is going to be the United Nations making a new earth covenant with you. You're going to have a new collectivist ethic, he says, where everyone is perceived to be a steward and not an owner of everything. Your children, you're a steward of your child that's owned by the global village. If you have a car, that's not your car. In fact, you probably got that through some sort of oppression, right? You didn't get that car because you built a business or what. No, everybody contributed to you having that car, and so therefore everybody owns your car. Now, this is, of course, the classic collectivist scam that because, you know, we have a society, therefore everybody owns or everybody has some claim to your children and to your wealth, to your capital. But now, wait a minute. Who is going to redistribute and decide what's fair? You see, that's the thing that the groundswell Marxist mob, they never ask that question. Or they just assume that you can just sort of throw all that authority off to some international body. Oh, and it'll be fair. As if international bodies aren't corrupt. Don't you understand that the whole global system is run by zillionaire con artists? The whole system is conology. That's key to understanding. Think about Enron. Think about what we've been seeing the last 6 months.
It's run by high, high-level con men, the best con men, you see. Remember the stories of Bill Gates? Anyway, this new society that's going to come about will be a global democracy based on rights and fairness, and we will have a global centralized body, he says on pages 50, 51, that will enforce the fairness and redistribute the wealth. He says we'll have a social gospel, right? A liberation theology kind of social gospel that will be preached in all these fake churches and kind of tied into like New Age movement type stuff. And he says maybe even when we get the Internet of Things and everything is interconnected, we can use that interconnected system to track and trace everything. This is the key point here. This is what all of this is about. Everything that we're seeing now, it's not about COVID. That's not what this is about. It's ultimately about this, what Klaus is talking about. He says, because when we get the e-bucks in place, when there's a big e-buck system and everything's electronic, and there's an Internet of Things, which he says requires 5G, 5G is going up everywhere, to facilitate this new infrastructure so that the Internet of Things can transfer all of that data, so that the embedded microchips can follow and trace everything. He says all of that will be able to tell the centralized AI systems how to track and control the carbon emissions. Why does that matter? Because he's not talking about carbon emissions. You are the carbon emission. That's the point. Humans are the carbon emission. That's what he's talking about. And he says we'll use the UBI, right, this quasi-socialist idea of UBI, which, I mean, in theory, it sounds good. Oh, why doesn't Zuckerberg just send me $2,000 a month and then I can live? And, well, yeah, I deserve that. Yeah, but it's a trap, dummy. It's intended to get you on the dole so that then they can shut off your Zuckbucks, you see. So the UBI, he says, universal basic income, which they're all throwing around and tossing around, he says, will be connected to this giant AI, Internet of Things, control grid. And once we've got everybody on that dole system, on that government cheese system, he says, then we got them. He says, then we can control not just the monetary system, but they can control, he says, who goes into the future, whether you get to have children. Because you can't have everybody having kids, he says. In fact, he goes further and says, we're going to have to know everything about your DNA and your genetic lineage, your biometric history, to determine if, according to some computer somewhere, right, some AI, some Terminator system, to determine whether you have the genes fit to go into the future. But guess what? Most people are not going to have the genes fit to go into the future, according to them, because when he says he's pro-human, and by the way, he does have this kind of shady, shifty, pro-human chapter. Now, if he's pro-human, and then on the other hand, he's also for depopulation, right? What pro-human group do you think he's talking about? He's talking about the elite. That's what he means by pro-human, because he also says that the only people going into the future are the ones that have the right DNA. Now, this was all talked about 100 years ago, right? The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the sterilization, the race science, all this stuff, eugenics. It was talked about in 1946 as the governing philosophy of the United Nations, UNESCO. And when we come back, I will show you that is exactly what Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, talked about in his famous book, The Philosophy of UNESCO. Listen to Jay Dyer, guest hosting The Alex Jones Show. You can find my stuff at jaysanalysis.com. Don't go anywhere.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. And I was finishing up with Klaus last few points. Page 99, Klaus goes on to say that the Internet of Things will be the core infrastructure. It will take 5G chips. We will have smart cities, smart tech. And this will, in fact, also bring about the predictive crime. Right? Pre-crime, Minority Report, all real. He says there will be sensors everywhere. Right? Remember Petraeus many years ago saying that even your dishwasher will spy on you? He was talking about this. He was talking about what they would bring in through mass social collapse. Now, I'm not saying Petraeus mentioned that. I'm saying that's what Klaus is talking about, right? Now, how do I know there's going to be, or they wanted to have mass social collapse? Well, if you're going to get rid of markets, get rid of market economies, how else do you do that other than by trying to collapse the existing system? Because out of the ashes, the phoenix reborn, right?
This is the Ordo Ab Chaio system, order out of chaos. You got to collapse through chaos the existing older system. He goes on to talk about all of those life extension technologies, all of those technologies that we hear about that, oh, you're going to get, if you've ever seen, what's the Tarantino film, the Grindhouse films, right, where Rose McGowan has a giant cannon on her leg, right? Oh, you want the cannon leg? That's what you think you're going to get in the future? Your cannon leg? No, you don't get a cannon leg. Only the elite get cannon legs. I'm joking. But he's talking about the prosthetics. He's talking about the nootropics, the brain interface with computers that, wouldn't you want to have Wikipedia in your head? You could just search it in your head, and you would never lose at quiz night because you got Wikipedia in your head. No, it's a two-way system, right? And Klaus says that this is all coming. You can't stop it. It's going to be here. The nanotech will be inside you. It will invade you. Bill Gates will be inside you, whether you loved and wanted an intimate relationship with Bill Gates or not. He will be inside you. He says we're going to have CRISPR, gene editing, all of that's coming, all the transhumanist stuff. And then he says that the governing philosophy will be everything that was declared in the United Nations philosophy. What is the United Nations philosophy? Did you even know they had a governing philosophy and philosophical system? Well, they wrote one. Many years ago, 1946. And Julian said, what we're going to do is we're going to have to end the existing system. Now, you think of the market system that exists, the quasi-free market. It's not really a free market system, but what he calls the sort of free market system that does exist, he says, that's got to go away because the nation state is intimately connected with that, right? And the nation state that's intimately connected with that is bound up with that economic system of markets. And he says that we're going to have to destroy that to bring in the new system. Exactly what Klaus is talking about. So is it a conspiracy theory to talk about a planned and intentional economic collapse? They go on mainstream media and say, I hope there's an economic collapse so we can blame Trump, so we can do this, right? They talk about doing the very thing that's happening. And then when you talk about it, they say, through gaslighting, right? We never said that. There was never anything to do with an ink dot microchip that would track you. Even though it was on the Gates website, it doesn't exist. But now the BBC says that it exists, so therefore it exists, you see. This is the games that are played. And if you know basic psychological warfare, that is gaslighting, right? They do practice gaslighting. It's a classic tactic. Now, back to Julian. What Julian says is that it's not just an eco-collapse, right? Because remember, most of the people in this system, they are revolutionaries. They do have a philosophy, a belief in revolution for the purpose of overcoming man. And not just man, but also man's environment. It's a biosphere-level overcoming that they want to do. And so he says that at the very beginning, right, within 20 pages of Julian's book, he says that radical eugenic measures will be necessary through psychological operations because most people aren't prepared to hear or understand this truth. What he's talking about is called this is what's known as dysgenics. Okay, so eugenics being racial hygiene and purity, dysgenics being like the intentional destruction or purging or genocide of some group, right, or some race. He says that this intentional dysgenics will have to be done through a centralized planning system that will act like it's liberal, act like it's humanitarian. Oh, we love people. We want to save people. We want everybody to be happy. Oh, yeah. But he says propaganda and re-education will be the means by which this new scientific religion will come into place. So he's literally saying that what you thought was sort of this technocratic Nazi-style system, it will just be rebranded into a sort of Fabian socialist-style system that's not focused on one people group. But that older Nazi system was just one test system, right? It was one experiment, according to Bertrand Russell, along with Bolshevism, Sovietism, being other forms of experimentation. Russell says that he has absolutely no problem with Bolshevism or Stalinism. He thinks they're great experiments, that they're wonderful possibilities for where humanity can go. Right? The exact same thing David Rockefeller says about Mao. Mao was a wonderful tyrant and dictator. It was a great experiment, and it could forge the way for how to have the technocracy in the future, Rockefeller says himself. Now, Huxley goes on to say that what we're going to have to do is change all of our thought processes, right? Just like the Changing Image of Man document says, we're going to have to change man's view of himself and man's view of nature. This will all be done through the UNESCO program, infecting like a virus all areas of education and life and culture. That's why you see the toxic culture. That's why you see the push for all this degeneracy. And it doesn't matter how many times these people get busted. UN-related groups for child trafficking, all this kind of stuff. They just deny it and they keep pushing it, right? You wonder, oh, you know, 10 years ago, there wasn't a push for pedophilia publicly. Now it's everywhere. Why? Because of this. Because of what they said they would push decades and decades ago. He says that we're going to have a return to primitivism, shamanism, shamanistic traditions, the promotion of LSD, all of this stuff, right? The Huxleys, right? But years before the counterculture revolution of the 60s, 40s, right? He says we're going to promote this stuff, archaic revival, primitivism, to help collapse the existing market-based system. Now you think, yeah, there's problems in the existing market-based system. But the trick that they play is, you see, just like Bane, right? Remember what Bane does? Bane says there's all these problems in your existing, you know, Bruce Wayne, Batman City, Arkham, right, whatever. We got to change all this. And what does he bring? He brings something far worse, right? He brings Chop Chaz, you see. These elites who are way above those street commies, they're much more interested in the long-term game. They don't care about collapsing one city. They don't care about losing ground. And they're not ultimately going to put these low IQ commies in charge. That's not who's going to run things. These university Marxists are not going to run things. Who's going to run things are the technocrats and AI. And that's what is so amazing about this Julian Huxley document is that he said back in the 40s, and by the way, he glowingly praises Lenin, V.I. Lenin. He says V.I. Lenin was a masterful propagandist, and he kind of had this incipient, this nascent idea of a technocracy, but he didn't go about it the right way, right? Now, with the technocratic mindset, there's a better way to go about this. We use the slow kill, slow track, Fabian model, bring it in slow, bits and pieces, right? Then we can bring in the actual technocracy, which will allow the elite to transcend, to go to the next level. He's the guy who coined the term transhumanism, right? The Luciferian idea. You heard Millie Weaver in the last segment with Alex talking about how the Luciferian idea was part of some of these groups. Yes, all of these Marxist groups have always had this Luciferian idea at their root, which is to overthrow God, to storm heaven, as the countercultural guys, Leary, right? They all said this, storm heaven, man will become God. We'll dethrone the idea of God, put man there. And by man, they don't mean that you and all your friends are going to have cannon legs like Rose McGowan in Death Proof. You're not going to become a Terminator. It's for the elite. And the elite believe that everyone else needs to die. So that is the governing philosophy of the United Nations. That's who's telling us what we're supposed to do. In this COVID nonsense, it's not ultimately about COVID, it's about this. And Klaus, in 2018, it says the exact same thing as Julian said in 1946. It's the same plan. I've shown you two elites here. Give this to your friends. Send this video out. Show them two of the top elite writers have full continuity from the 40s to the 2020s. And it's the same plan. I'm Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can go to jaysanalysis.com, get my book, Esoteric Hollywood. Sign.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.